Welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Because we are in the 3 to 3:30 time slot, it is time for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. My guest today has been Kitty Richards, the Senior Strategic Advisor at Groundwork Collaborative. She's worked for the U.S. Treasury and the D.C. Fiscal Policy Institute. She testified this month before the Senate Banking Economic Subcommittee on the need to reform our tax code to make sure that it actually is fair. And by fair, I mean that it works to ensure a thriving middle class. When I say middle class, I mean basically anybody that gets a paycheck, anybody that's got a net worth south of $30 million. So even if you got a couple, $2-3 million in the bank, I'm not even talking about you. Actual middle class folks, that's what we're talking about. That's what democracy needs. And by the way, that's what capitalism needs, because the middle class is the one that consumes all the stuff that the businesses make. Kitty, before our break, we queued up the fact that businesses actually talk about the fact that they are keeping prices artificially high and pocketing the profits, not paying their workers more with the profits, not contributing their fair share to our infrastructure by which they transport their goods and goods around the country, not investing in capital improvements for their business, not using those profits for research and development. And indeed, just an hour ago, the U.S. Department of Justice announced a lawsuit against Visa for artificially stifling competition in the debit card market to drive up profits even more. This is happening across all sectors. Talk to me a little bit, Kitty, about the fact that this is out in the open. They talk about this on earnings calls.
That's something that Groundwork has worked a lot on. And we actually had someone listening in on earnings calls, especially during the post-pandemic inflationary period. And yeah, you hear CEOs, and look, they're in it to make a buck. And they are describing how they're going to do that and how they are going to provide shareholders with profits. And the way they're going to do that is any chance they have to jack up prices and depress wages and hand the money over to shareholders, they're going to take it. And they confess to it on their earnings calls. And I think it's important to understand here that the pandemic created a lot of opportunity for this behavior. Mm. And corporations, understandably, took advantage of that opportunity. But what we also saw was collusive behavior and just taking cover under the fact that, you know, ordinary people were sort of looking around and seeing prices go up. And so any individual company could kind of signal to their potential competitors that they were going to raise prices and then raise them and see if other people followed suit. And it really created a spiral. And, you know, a lot of folks were blaming workers for inflation, saying that unemployment was going to have to go way up to bring inflation down to avoid a wage price spiral. Mm-hmm. We never saw anything like that. Right. What we saw was a profit price spiral.
Yeah. I feel, Kitty, and I'm an economist by academic training, not practice, but we used to hear when I was back in graduate school, we used to hear about this wage price spiral. And by the way, folks, what Kitty and I are referring to is where prices are going up because wages are going up, and that all has this sort of catapulting impact on inflation, and it can get really out of hand very quickly. Of course, the reason that this period felt so terrible for everybody with a net worth, you know, south of $30 million is in part because we didn't see the wage floor go up. So you just had prices going up. But again, corporations were pocketing those profits or giving them away to CEOs in massive pay packages or their largest billionaire shareholders like Rupert Murdoch, et cetera, and Warren Buffett and stock buybacks, which are just cash giveaways to massively wealthy people. And we weren't seeing those wages grow up. So we didn't see that spiraling. And they talk about this stuff on the earnings call. I've got a term for it. Kitty, I hope you use it. I call it pandemic profiteering, We talked about war profiteering back in the wakes of both World War I and World War II. That is exactly what we saw here. We've also heard a ton about Project 2025. And I talk about it a lot in terms of various policies, especially as they relate to things like, for example, women's health care. But Project 2025 has a bit to say about tax, and you know a little bit about what that might mean for the middle class. Tell us more.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a lot of wild tax plans thrown out there, including Trump's plan to slash the corporate rate yet again, and provide even more tax cuts to the wealthy. But Project 2025 is really quite extreme, even by those standards. And what you find when you look under the hood is that their complete overhaul of the individual income tax would end up raising taxes on the typical family of four by something like $3,000 a year, while giving literally millions of dollars a year in tax cuts to the wealthiest taxpayers. So it's really blowing the doors off of the just march toward ever larger tax cuts for the wealthy. And, you know, these tax cuts would come directly at the expense of low and middle income people, both in the taxes that they would have to pay and in cuts to the services that they rely on, like education for their children.
A real basic example that I sometimes cite is this. If you go to a public park, it likely means that you don't have acres of playfields in your backyard because you are extraordinarily wealthy. And public parks are not mandated services by local governments. And if we starve government, it is usually the middle class that ends up paying the price, because our parks, as well as the essential services that we all rely upon, end up being cut while the billionaire and millionaire class gets wealthier. Thank you so much, Kitty Richards. She's the Senior Strategic Advisor at Groundwork Collaborative. I really appreciate your time. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by producer Jess's dad. I'm so excited. His name is Neil Plotkin. He was a glutton for punishment, ran against Alberta Darling back in the 2020 legislative race. We'll have more with Neil after these brief messages and your farm update here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.